resolution.
A resolution supporting the application for the Atlanta Regional Commission's Livable Centers Initiative Program.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, we have before you a proposal to submit a Livable Centers Initiative grant application on the behalf of the City of Dunwoody for the Dunwoody Village. We've been having discussions with members of the staff at the Atlanta Regional Commission. Being a new city, we wanted really to submit two grant applications for LCI. We were contemplating similarly to the budget allocation for next year that the Georgetown area and also the Dunwoody Village be considered for an LCI application. In conversations with a couple of the senior staffers involved with LCI, they recommended that we only bring forward a singular application. And through many discussions through Mr. Huttmacher and other members of staff, we thought it would be best to submit on behalf of the Dunwoody Village at this stage, and then likely next year when we have a little bit more clarity on the station locations for 5285 and a little more definition as to what the character for the Georgetown area is, we would submit an application at that time. But it certainly is open for a conversation. The proposal would be to submit for a $100,000 grant application where we would be responsible for 20% of that amount. The thought was also in conversations with the Atlanta Regional Commission, if the City of Dunwoody were to bring more money forward than the normal 20% match, it would make our application look stronger through the regional perspective. So we did propose an option of looking at a $70,000 local match, which would bring the application to $150,000. So that's open for discussion.
Okay, yes, Mr. Mayor, if I may, just a point of clarification. We still intend in fiscal year 2010 to do both redevelopment studies, regardless of whether we're awarded the LCI grant for Dunwoody Village. So Georgetown Shalford will go forward next year. It's not being delayed. What Mr. Toller was referring to as implementation funding. And what happens is that you can still qualify under the LCI program for an area that was not studied under LCI planning funds. So the plan is to do the Georgetown, using the funds allocated in the fiscal year 2010 budget, doing the study in the same style as you would do for an LCI study, and at the conclusion of that, having the plan that we adopt be grandfathered under the LCI program, so we would be eligible for the implementation funding. There's two benefits to the LCI program. One is that they do take on an 80% share of the cost of the study, which is considerable savings for us, or as we've suggested, is actually adding funds to the study and making it a more comprehensive study utilizing the funding from the LCI. But the more important aspect of it is at the end of the process, once your plan has been approved by the ARC, you're eligible for implementation funding for some of the projects that you have, which could be several million dollars of grant funding that would come to the city. So it's an incredible program. We had not anticipated them when we put the budget together doing any more planning studies. This one came as a surprise to the Atlanta area, but we're glad to apply for it. We think it's a very worthwhile program. We'd appreciate your support.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Michael or Warren?
Yeah, if we go to the LCI program, are there restrictions, i.e. governmental restrictions or more paperwork that we have to do to comply with some guidelines that they have in the LCI program?
There is paperwork. It is Georgia DOT funds, actually, that are being exercised for this program. So there are financial documentation reporting requirements for the LCI program. From what I've heard, Warren may be able to speak more than not too onerous, but they are requiring documentation for those funds.
As Mike said, there is some additional documentation. There's some guidelines that you need to follow for a study protocol in that area. We had intended to follow that protocol regardless of this planning study because we do wish to be grandfathered at the end of the process. And it's really very reasonable, and I wouldn't actually consider them even limitations They basically give you an agenda to follow. You can exceed that agenda and study whatever you want in the area, but then you have to deal with issues such as studying the demographics of the area, transportation alternatives, looking at zoning code changes, all the typical things you'd look at in a redevelopment study anyway. So I don't see it as any kind of hurdle to clear. I think it's very reasonable and good approach to doing redevelopment studies.
Okay, and just see if I understand this. Basically, you know, we've been harping on staff and everything about grants, but I think this is something we want to really take a look at, everyone. And as I understand it, you know, I know we have $125,000 budgeted for this. So in this case, we'd be spending $70,000. We would get an $80,000 grant, so we have $25,000 more to do a more thorough study. And at the same time, we would be saving the city $55,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
That sounds like a no-brainer to me.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Any other questions for Michael? Yeah, Robert?
No, I was just going to move that we adopt the resolution as outlined in the application.
Okay, I'll second you on that. Any discussion on that? Yes, John?
I just had one question. At the Dunwoody Village community meeting, the question came up, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, in the sense of transportation? Warren, you just mentioned transportation, planning, coordination. When is this study going to happen in relation to our transportation plan that's budgeted for next year?
I think that it's all going to work in concert together. One of the challenges that we discussed is in a recent staff meeting, because we've got a number of projects also. We've got the Dunwoody Village Parkway T grant that's also going on at the same time as this redevelopment plan and then also the transportation plan. I think the synergy is going to work out well from a timing standpoint, because I think in the first half of next year is when we'll really get into the meat of these projects, and what we plan on doing is keeping the our internal staff and the consultants working on those two projects completely coordinated together to make sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves as to putting in streetscape improvements and then having to either tear them out.
Correct, that'd be my concern too.
You know, so it's our concern as well, and I think the timing, it may delay some of the projects by a month or two here and there in our original goals, but I think it's having a well-coordinated process and more important.
Great, thank you.
All right, any other discussion on this? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, resolution passed. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Warren. Anybody have any other business? All right, public comment. Brian, can you see if there are any public comments for us, please? Okay, and any additional comments amongst council? Any?
It's already been mentioned one time here, but you know, November 11th, when Mindy Wingate's back here, he's a member of the group, Pat Callahan, the head of it over there. They will be at Mindy is the Kroger store at what's the name of the place over there? Orchard Park. All day on the 11th. Is that right? Selling copies and. As a personal note, my uncle is in the Hall of Fame for the BFW. He was a mule skinner in World War I. For those of you that don't know what that is, he drove an ambulance pulled by a mule. And I will just tell you, as a kid, I used to sell these, and I think it's just a great cause, and there's no better cause than the BFW. So I would really ask everyone to pass it to your neighbors, head on over to the Kroger there at Orchard Park, and buy a copy and make a donation, and wear your copy and in support of veterans.
Thank you very much for that. And yes, John.
Denny, is there any activities happening this year on Veterans Day at Brook Run Park at the DeKalb Veterans Memorial? I was looking and didn't see anything. If anybody knows, I'd be interested to know.
You know, we have two people there that probably know much more about this than I do, John. They're sitting right there.
I see them.
Big no. Yes, please.
DeKalb County elected to make Memorial Day the county event at Brook Run. They had a Veterans Day event in the state of Decatur. They decided that a couple of years ago, and that has not changed. So the county event is being held in Decatur.
Okay, thank you.
A major event for the entire area is the Grand Parade.
Okay. All right, fantastic information. Thank you.
Good, thanks
for that. And with that, folks, we're going to
I'm going to make a motion that we don't move into executive session, and this is for legal and personnel discussion.
Second.
All right, any discussion on this? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, folks, we're going to move, council and myself are going to move the back room for executive